those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I can hardly hear it. Can you hear me, James?
I can now.
Oh, and now we're cracking now. Oh, yeah, showtime.
Got a top. Yeah. I'm just playing. I'm twisting the knob.
Yeah, Lord, we know you're twisting.
Good evening, North State. Woo! You're listening to KCNR 95.6 FM and 1460 AM. And this is North State Now, but you're listening to the Shasta County Chamber. Yeah. Well, actually, this isn't North State Now. I'm thinking of my morning show.
I was going to say.
My bad. Here.
Yeah, that's right.
Right here.
You need some more rest.
Right. Nice slap.
Yeah, rest.
Slap. I need a slap. Yeah.
You're straightened
up. Alive.
You're straightened up. He's all over the place.
I'm
He's can like you, Redding Buzz. He's all over.
Can you put the guardrails up in here, please, so I don't go into the gutter?
We need a focus here. We have ADD and ADHD.
So we're going to just clearly state the obvious. Jason has taken the driver's seat away from Nigel tonight.
Just one night. That's it.
Nigel is with one of his twins.
Yeah.
She is a, in my opinion, a bagpipe prodigy.
Yeah, she
so
is.
So it's only been, what, 4 or 6 months she decided that she wanted to play bagpipes.
Yeah.
And so she literally is today now marching with the North State.
No, Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Pipe Band.
Pipe Band.
There you go.
Playing, like, literally overnight.
Literally. Like, she is a prodigy.
I know.
Like, I listened to her today playing at Costco, man. That was just unbelievable.
I saw them at the post office. They came in and did a show.
Oh, you were
They're going. So that's why Nigel's not here. Huh. It's because he's following her from event to event to event. And I guess they've got like 6 or 7 of them. So he wanted to be with her. I don't know why. I mean, he's a parent.
I don't know why.
He's got plenty of kids. So, I mean, why did you need to
How
do that?
How many kids is he? 13 or 14?
No, he's got 3.
Oh, 3. Okay.
He has a stepson, and then he's got twin girls.
Put it out there.
Yeah. At least that we know.
And then we're starting to buzz rumors.
At least that we know. He could have some in England that we don't know about. And then he could also have some in Holland. Because, you know.
In Holland?
He's been there all over the place.
Oh, Holland.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's my story. We're sticking to it.
That's the story. Can I break out the big news? Or you wouldn't want to wait till halftime on the mark about the followers that I have now?
Oh, no. I mean, we might as well just champion that at the beginning. I think we should champion it now. And after every break we come in, we repeat it because it's big news,
I think.
I mean, especially how you run your business and the organicness of it all.
Yeah,
right.
That's crazy.
So should I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So Redding Buzz has passed the 60,000 members or
followers
on your page.
Over 60,000. Scrolling. Yesterday I grew over 100. Yesterday.
Boy, we got to keep that going.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what I try to remember, or like to remember for people to hear. Gosh, I have been down in the chocolate hole all day, so I'm like, I have no brain.
Oh, that's right, because you sell chocolate.
Yes.
You make chocolate.
I make chocolate. So today I was busy trying to figure out what my Easter offering was going to be.
What is the Easter offering?
Well, I'm going to do something I've never done before. I created a chocolate bunny that'll either be solid or you can get it with a ganache filling.
Oh.
We might have something else. We're going to attempt the Dubai bar filling that everybody raves about.
What's the Dubai bar?
You'll have to look it up.
Okay, look it up.
We don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that.
But it's a cute little bunny, and I made a little disc of chocolate that looks like a little body of water.
A little body of water.
And the bunny looks like it's drinking out of the pond, and then I made like lilies with flowers and little pieces of like foxtails and grass. So the whole scene, it looks like a little teeny bunny getting a drink of water at a pond out in the wilderness.
Yeah,
right?
Now you're screaming.
And it's all made out of chocolate, so you can eat everything. You can eat the grass, you can eat the bunny. You can bite its ears off, its head off, go violent if you want. Yeah. Eat the lily pads. So what do they call that? A diatribe? No.
What is that?
Prototype? No. That thing in a box that you make. Not a diatribe.
Diorama.
Diorama. No, there we go.
I knew it was dia number 7.
I knew it was dia something, and I knew for sure it wasn't diarrhea, so it was diorama. A fully Willy Wonka edible diorama.
I ate the chocolate. I did not get diarrhea, for the record. It was actually yummy.
Confessions.
Or a shadow box.
That's true, too, but this is more like a diorama.
Gotcha.
Sure. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank
you're welcome.
Ron.
Look at the big brain. Look at the big brain on Brad.
Yeah,
he's awesome, right?
All wrong.
And I know you're not Sprad, but that's from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Rocky.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah.
That's, he's looking at me. If there's anything I do, it's invoke Rocky Horror references.
Yeah. He looks at me like, you idiot, I'm not Brad.
You're full of it tonight, aren't you? You're just locked and loaded, man.
I go to about as far as Tim Curry, and I'm like, okay, my references are out.
That's it.
It's Ron. We know that. Yeah, so anyway, so that's, you know, that's one of the reasons why Nigel's not here and why I'm kind of losing it, because I've been boxed up in a chocolate nightmare.
I think
all day.
I think that Nigel's burned out with bagpiping now. I mean, cause he's like back to back, you know.
But the whole thing that got me started on this, as we do, you and I just kind of go off.
Oh,
rails. 60,000 plus followers.
60,000
for Reading Buzz. Yeah. All organic. This isn't bought, you know, crud that like a lot of people do. You're not
pure
buying people.
Organic.
Yeah. Yeah.
From NorCal.
Yeah. So congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a big deal, so we're going to move on.
It is a big deal.
Bigger stuff happening, too, which we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, there is always stuff happening.
Yeah, big stuff happening.
Here in my life at Enjoy, we just put out is our women's issue. I think it's issue 222, and it is the largest issue of Enjoy we've ever created in almost 18 years.
How many pages is that? 222?
I wish. No, it's magazine 222.
Oh, okay.
It's 224 pages? I'm 124 pages, sorry.
124 pages? That's,
yeah.
That's still a big, healthy, thick magazine.
Well, it is for...
It's not like the Record Search Site, where, you remember about 10 years ago, Record Search Site was real thick, and it got thinner and thinner, and it just disappeared.
Now it's all online.
Now it's all online.
Yeah, and you have to have a membership.
Yeah, I have to have a membership to that.
I try, but... I try to sneak in, but I don't. I can't. So anyway, let's go ahead and introduce our first guest. And thank you, Jason, for calling him up.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, he's cool. I've worked with him several times now, and he does an excellent job in everything that he does.
The man's diversified.
Well, however, one of his professions is yummier than others, and that's because he owns Dude's Drive-In, right?
The Mighty Dudes.
Dude. You're going to have to say, Chris, I got your last name, but I'm not going to even attempt it. So, because you said it does, the G is silent.
It's Italian.
It's Italian.
Ah, capisci italiano?
Ah, capisci.
He's like, yeah.
I got to lay off the coffee, I'm telling you.
So, Dudes is an Italian restaurant.
It is. They've got great pasta.
Oh, no. Dudes is an Italian restaurant? No.
Ooh, could you imagine doing Dudes? Could you imagine doing drive-in Italian? That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Dudes.
It'd be messy.
How long? So, here we go. So, how long has Dudes been around?
1965.
So, it's a legit thing.
So, we're talking about a stretch, as they say, from the Big House.
So, Reading has a long history, as many Americana, you know, restaurants and many, many, many places all over the country back in the 40s, 50s, 60s when they came out. The whole concept of kind of like, you know, what was that? I want to say Fonzie, but what was that show?
Happy Days.
Yeah.
Happy Days.
Mel's. Mel's Drive-In, kind of a feeling, right?
Rolling Diners.
Winner.
And you guys are located over on?
1644 Hartnell Avenue.
Hartnell, yes. You're right there out near the corner. Not quite, but close. And so you have still the ability to drive in and park, and you have a little area to eat inside. But I'm sure a lot of people just grab at the window and go sit in their car.
Yeah. The big dude.
And you have a drive-through.
We do.
Yeah. Which is interesting because it kind of, I went there not too long ago and kind of forgot it's kind of over to the side.
Well, it's also horrible too because it's hard to hear. It's actually from the 60s.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it sounds more like Snoopy's teacher. And you're like, I said a strawberry milkshake. But it's cool.
Talking about strawberry milkshakes, how many milkshakes do you guys make, Chris?
We make a lot of milkshakes. We probably go through 200 gallons a week of milk.
Wow. Man.
Wow.
Man.
That's a lot.
Yeah. You need your own dairy.
Right now we use Crystal Creamery.
Yeah.
For the last 11 years, they've been pretty good to us.
Okay. Well, and they're fairly local. Yeah. I mean, the whole.
Well, there used to be a Creamery right here, right?
Yeah,
there,
it used to be downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah. They off and 273. I think they merged, didn't they, with another company?
It was McCall's. Wasn't
McCall's,
it?
Yeah. Yeah. The McCall's. Two of them kind of have merged together, so that's cool, right? So, born and raised in Redding. What brought you here? How
I'm from Reno, Nevada.
The biggest little dump in the world.
Yeah,
I love Reno.
It's nicer now though.
I know. They cleaned it up quite
did
a bit.
The biggest little dump.
Yeah, the little biggest city in the world. I used to do when I was a younger go the little biggest little city. You mean the biggest little dump in the world? It is actually a great place now. And boy, I'll tell you, it's a great place to live. They're rocking. I mean, their wages and
They're building everywhere.
But then what I'm saying is their unemployment level is almost zero. I mean, people there, the problem that they're having in Reno is that nobody stays at their job because you can always find another job, you know, 30 days later that pays twice what you're making. And, you know, it's easy to move and get a job and work. And there's a lot of big tech that's going in there from, you know.
Big industry, big tech, yeah, warehouses.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into that. Let's take our break, our first
is
break.
Is it time already?
Yeah, it's time.
Oh, my gosh, we just got started. All right.
We'll be right back.
Go get a drink. Go, hey, happy, go drink. Happy St. Patrick. Go get a beer.
Let's dance to it.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Supposedly, they're reopening.
Yeah, we're dancing now right here at KCNR 96.5 FM.
And 1460 AM.
AM. Your talk radio.
Nope.
No?
We're on North State now.
No, we're not North
State.
What
does that mean? Or Shasta now.
And KCNR, 1460.com.
Hey, is that Celtic rock that we're playing coming out?
That was the Dropkick Murphys.
The Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah.
So drunk Celtic rock.
Yeah. Drunk Celtic. He's trying. He keeps playing it because I'm wearing tap shoes right now, and he wants me to get on the table.
I want you to get on the table and start tap dancing, James.
Yeah.
I'll buy you a milkshake from Dudes.
Strawberry milkshake.
You're trying to kill me by diabetes.
Ooh, yeah.
So, okay, so you moved here from Reno when you were how old?
I kind of came back and forth between two parents.
Okay.
And so half Nevada, half California, just summer's there, winter's here.
Okay.
So I'd probably say like eight that started.
That started back and forth.
You know, the normal division house.
Where was the exchange? Susanville?
Susanville.
I know. Susanville at the prison.
Yeah. High desert. Oh, Chris got quiet. Did we hit a nerve?
No, that was a story behind it, actually.
I know. I was like, his face just dropped out.
He's like, oh,
should I insert my shoe in my mouth?
No.
So that's cool. So then you went to, what schools did you go to while you were in Reading when you were here periods of time?
Almost every school, I feel, at one point in time.
Yeah.
Enterprise.
You went to Enterprise?
College, yeah.
Okay.
I was the EHS kid.
Yeah.
The Hornets. Pass Academy, which was a charter school. I loved it.
Do you remember the big spirit things in the auditorium?
Oh, yeah. You know? I played football there.
Did you? So do you remember the whole things when you like we'd fight, you'd fight all the other class for cheers to win whatever the coveted award was, and you'd be like nuts and bolts, we've been screwed.
James,
there was all the chant that we had at Enterprise.
Hey, remember
Enterprise had tons of spirit. Shasta was bleh. I went to both. Shasta had no. The Wolves had no spirit.
They're always still the
I like the school, but there was no team spirit.
Shasta was still the Enterprise High School mascot, right? Uh-huh. What was it, the Bill or something like that? Anyways, there was rivalry going on right there. Anyways, that's right.
Excuse me.
Somebody's going to drive a piece of wood through the window.
We got the nicest vandals I've ever seen.
I know, right?
The nicest.
He said sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, he waved.
And so then after you graduated and whatever you did, whatever, what led you to make the purchase of Dudes? That's been fairly recent, or has it been a while?
Almost. Going on to 11 years.
Oh, gosh. So not...
It's been a while.
Why didn't I know that?
I worked in the...
I knew you had it for a while, but...
Well, you've been in the food industry for a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I worked for quite some time.
Yeah.
I worked for Wong for quite some time. I worked for Wolfgang Puck in Vegas for a while. That was kind of fun.
Woofy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't live in Vegas, though. It was a lot for me.
Was it too much?
Yeah, it was too much.
Did it cater to too many vices?
Yeah.
Hey, baby, if I lived in Vegas, that would be dangerous. I mean, I'd be wanting to do things all the time.
Confession time. Yeah. I've never been to Vegas.
I'm taking you.
I swear to you.
I have
give
never.
Me your pinky.
I have never been to Vegas.
I'm taking you to Vegas.
I drove through
Vegas. Reading Buzz has never. Oh, man.
I've never been to Vegas.
I'm going to take you to all kinds of things.
Vegas. Yeah, this is a buzz.
That's why it's not Clark. That's why it's not Clark County Buzz.
This is not Clark County Buzz.
Vegas.
We're going to Buzz Nation.
Yeah. We're going to get you.
Buzz Nation. I like it.
I like it a lot.
We're going to take you. We're going to put a fur coat on you and take you to the Sub-Zero Bar where everything's made of ice.
Ooh.
Then you're going to go skydiving, and then we'll go
zip lining. I'll do the zip line. I'll skydive.
And we'll do all that stuff. Oh, we can go in the desert and shoot machine guns. It's a blast.
Oh, yeah.
I did all that stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
I take my kids for their birthday, and we just spend about a week over there and just lose our minds.
I have a lot of family there.
Yeah?
So when I go there, it's a fun time.
Yeah. Because I'm just giving you the...
You need to put my number on speed dial.
Just the easy... I'm giving you the easy, breezy thing so that we don't get taken off air.
Yeah. Hey, we have 7 seconds just in case you get messed up and get diversified in your bilingual.
Right? Okay, so... but you also have another profession. You are in the apparel business, if I'm correct, if that's the right terminology.
Apparel and printing.
Apparel and printing.
Both.
Explain that to our listeners.
Well, I have a business called Eclipse Graphics, and we make, t-shirts, signs, we do graphic designs. Anything we can create to put on something, I try to find a way to make it happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you were saying at the break that you just got hooked up with your new,
embroidery machine.
So you can do the whole embroider anything anywhere.
Yeah, that's the whole goal for that.
So 9 different colors, right?
9 different colors.
You could
one item.
That. Wow.
I did see those Dude shirts, by the way, which you can pick up in the driveway, right?
Yeah.
The Dude shirts are awesome.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I made like 20 new designs.
Do you really?
I got bored. I sent you a picture the other day. I got bored one night, and I was like, I'm just
crazy on the designs.
You have one that just says, hey, dude.
Hey, dude. Not yet.
Hey, dude.
Now I want one.
I am the dude. I am the dude, right? Yeah. That's what you said.
Yeah, yeah.
I am the dude.
I am dudes.
I am dudes. That's a good one. I am dudes.
More of a big dude, but.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
How long have you owned Dudes?
Going on
11 years.
Almost 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you already say that?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Because you're looking at your phone and you're swiping right.
I have no need to swipe.
I can hear the sound.
No, I got 18 and a half minutes of blank cognition.
Sounds glorious.
Yeah.
Sounds glorious.
That's cool. So back to Dudes. Thank you, by the way. We had an amazing chamber meeting there.
Oh.
And you guys treated us really well. Oh, it was super fun because we as a chamber try to use, our members if they are in the food business. And when we hold our roundups, we go into one of our members' places of business to hold our meeting, but we'll spend $200, mm-hmm. For at the restaurant for things to eat for all the guests so we can, you know, talk and mingle and get caught up and stuff. Mm-hmm. And what was cool about yours is we, you know, the expectation was is that we're going to show up and it's just going to be dudes who have been like fries or tots and all that kind of stuff,
oh,
which
no.
I would have totally been okay.
I would have slammed it down.
Yeah. But you were out back all morning on the grill and you were doing pulled pork. So you did pulled pork sandwiches and french fries and a drink in a little lunch bag. And it
tri-tip.
Was it tri-fit?
Sorry, I was going to say tri-tip.
And I had pork ribs.
Well, that's what, so that, in all fairness, that's why I didn't remember what they ate because I didn't eat one of the lunches. I ate the ribs that you brought in. So you brought in all these racks of ribs, like a massive pile in the back, right? And I swear I ate half of them.
Yep. I know. I tried to get in there and get a bite, and you're just man,
I smacked you.
Smacked me around like
you had sauce all over your face from my fist.
I was getting a bit of a guilt trip because you guys were like, only 200, but Warren from R&R Meats kind of kicked out.
Uh-huh.
You know, a couple of heads of tri-tip, and some of those racks were free.
Ooh,
so
that looked good. Wow. Okay, shout out to them.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Man, kudos.
So
it was so good. We rolled up there and there was,
well, thank you to R&R.
Yeah.
Right? They're great people there at R&R. Yeah. They do a lot of stuff. Yeah. Just running a great business and having all that variety. I love going into R&R. But they always have done really great things for the community as far as donations on all kinds of levels and things like that. So
I like going back there and watching them cook the crabs and the crab come in. Those big pots, man. It's just crazy. It's like, wow. Just fresh crab right from the ocean.
I just wish they weren't so expensive.
I have a pretty good deal with them. They do 2 to 3 deliveries a week to me. Fresh. Nothing ever frozen. Just dropped off.
Really?
You know what you need to do is you need to do a special. You need to do Krabby Patties.
Krabby Patties?
And do a whole, SpongeBob themed. Like month where you get, Krabby Patty and fries.
Money.
I could see you. We'll put some plastic crab pinchers on your hands, and you can walk around like
get that on the live stream,
right?
Ah, Chris is going for it,
right? So I mean, it's so cool. So one of the things too that we're really want to tell the community, obviously, is you have tried really, really hard in a lot of bad times, from through COVID and now all this inflation and costs and pricing for things, and Jason has said it time and time again that you've worked really hard to try to keep your prices, down or steady so there's not such a huge fluctuation. And so,
I have a different clientele base and I kind of have to understand who my clientele is.
That's the secret.
And who's coming in. And, it's the young, hardworking families with kids, that don't have a lot of money. And
let me tell you.
The elderly. And those are my two groups because, the older come in because it's nostalgic to them, but they're on Social Security and they're on a limited budget.
Yeah.
And, the young families. And, I couldn't price them out that way.
Yeah.
They're already struggling hard enough as it is.
For real. I mean, I'm telling you what. I'm not trying to diss anybody, but I have one of my boys can literally eat an entire cow in a single sitting. And I'll go through drive-through, right, and just buy for him at fast food. And something that would have cost me to feed him, gosh, even in good times, might have been 18, 20 bucks, right? I mean, now I go through Carl's Jr., and I don't get out of there for him alone under $50.
I have three teenagers.
And I'm like, $50? I sit there and go, $50 for fast food. And I'm not even eating because I can't eat it. I am blown away.
Yeah, my three teenagers eat me out of house and home, like grocery shopping.
Oh, yeah.
That's rough.
I'm sorry, but if my dad owned Dudes, I'd be down there just hamming it on them.
Two of them work for me now.
Well, that's what I'd say. You can get a free meal for an 8-hour shift. I'm sure they're slipping french fries everywhere.
I think we got one more minute left.
Yeah.
Banana split, too.
Banana split sounds so good. Yeah. Oh.
So go ahead.
Yeah. All my employees eat for free.
Yeah.
I
asked them, and they said they did, and that's super cool.
Yeah. Well, the thing is they're all struggling, too.
I was going to say, they're probably starving.
Think about what they make and
what
the modern times are in. The one thing I can do is feed them if I can't, make them rich.
Yeah.
You take care of the people that take care of you.
That's true. Good motto.
That's a good one.
So tell us again where you're located.
1644 Hartnell Avenue, across from the Old Castle.
The Old Castle, yep.
Yep. Well, we didn't even say congratulations or thank you for joining the Shasta County Chamber.
Oh, that's true, that's too. Right. Yeah.
Well, no, thank you guys.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
And if somebody wants some apparel or hats or things printed, or if they want graphic work, how do they get a hold of you?
You can go to Eclipse Graphics in the mall right next to T-Mobile, or you can join our IG or Instagram at Eclipse Graphics 530.
Okay.
And meet us there.
Social media.
Yeah, that's it.
We really appreciate you. You're awesome. Can you imagine that with 30 seconds? You had nothing to worry about.
You didn't have that? Yeah. I was just like,
I don't see a single bead of sweat on your forehead.
No.
You're a champ.
Not yet.
You are the champion.
All right, my friend, have a good evening. We're going to take our next break. Go fill up your glass and grab your snack bowl.
Thanks.
And we'll be back in one or two.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, here we go. Kick it off, James. Let's go.
You just sent Dave back to Dudes.
Huh?
I said we just sent Dave back to Dudes. Because I told him that I need to feed my kids. Chris, sorry.
Stay with me. I'm with you.
Dave's and Dudes. Where the hell did I get that?
You should have had him cater. Wow.
That is really scary. That one.
You know what?
Sometimes in the back of your head, you know when you're screwing up.
I'm a little
concerned. There was nothing there. There was nothing there. Chris, back to Dudes.
Chris, no offense if you're listening to this on the way back to Dudes.
Because I told him that tonight I'm going to get the kids in the car and I'm going to come to Dudes. And we're gonna celebrate with
them. We're gonna celebrate. You're gonna buy what? How many
fried and
12
burgers
or 13 of those?
The big dudes.
The big dudes.
Yeah.
He really needs to monetize that. Like make dudes into like a model. Like I'm the dude. Like you were talking about earlier.
Oh,
right?
I think so. I would do the dude. I mean,
that's like a catchphrase. I mean, the
it was
kind
of supposed to be
there.
Like do the dude.
Yeah.
Whoops.
He was, he's out of here.
Yeah. I'm not sure burger businesses flourish on double entendres.
Oh, yikes.
Boy.
I think you need another Dutch Bros.
Put it on a shirt.
Nigel, this is what you get leaving us here like this.
That's right. Don't leave us alone with a box of crayons.
Yeah, right. And white walls.
And white walls.
I like the red color.
So why don't you be a nice lad, and introduce our next guest, since he's been patiently waiting.
Yeah, here. he's like this guy has no needs no introduction. He's well known already.
Okay, so we won't. So we'll just see if people can recognize
his musician.
His voice.
He does have a really unique voice, right, Ron?
I guess so.
Yeah. I guess.
Yay!
I actually did radio many years ago, but to talk about those years,
yeah.
Let's just say WKRP is a tame avatar of what those years were. It's like a backup of my memory septic
system.
Yeah. Great show.
It was a great show, right?
Yeah.
That was like a long time ago.
You ever hear the outro music on that song? You hear that guy singing, mm-hmm. and it's all nonsense. There is no lyrics. The guy, he went in there and he recorded it, and he just goes up.
What was her name? Was Lonnie Anderson?
Yeah.
So you know her daughter lives here in town, and she was a principal.
Her sister.
Daughter.
What's her daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yep. And she is a principal here in town, and my kids went to school there, and we got to meet her many times. Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, no, I know it is her daughter. I mean, she might have a sister, but this is her daughter.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to defer.
If that's her sister, then her father had two lives.
Then I relinquish my time to the distinguished gentleman from KMS Aircare.
We're already having
Unless
fun.
You know something I don't know.
Well,
I just thought I met. Maybe it's their sister that I met.
Maybe
they were
be.
On the Sunset Dinner Train one year up in.
Oh yeah,
I was doing card tricks up there. Anyway.
You yeah.
Well, the trickster.
So let's say
yeah.
So you have first and foremost, you're a you did radio.
I have done.
Yet,
yeah,
and you have a podcast.
Yes,
and you're a musician. Yes, I was correct.
Thank you.
Musician and a magician.
Yeah. I'm all those things.
Musician, magician.
Yeah. The only one that's been mildly lucrative is the card trick gig.
Okay.
Right? So not a lot of commerce in my whole chamber thing here. No. Yeah.
So introduce yourself properly.
So my name is Ron Giesick.
Giesick.
Yeah, Giesick with a G, and I've been around this town, you know, I could write a song about it. I laid around this old town for years.
You know? Yeah, you've been
and,
here for a stretch.
You know, so I've played every place that ever used to host music, you know, and every now and then
Docks?
I still hit places. I did.
Did you play at Docks?
I did.
I mean, that was like many moons ago.
My affection for you runs even deeper now.
Deeper.
Yeah.
Man, Docks, oh man, that's touching back there.
Yeah. Yeah, that, as I said, it's trauma.
I almost died at Docks.
Yeah, a lot of
did
people.
You almost die at Docks?
Shirt. I almost died at Docks.
Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah. I almost died at Docks? Uh-huh. From what? Never mind. Next.
Yeah, so alcohol poisoning, bullets, all kinds of things in the parking lot. I mean.
But you have adventure with getting in trouble.
Yeah, so the cool thing about all the musicianship, though, is that I was able to use it. I mean, use it in my podcast. My own,
sure.
I recorded my own theme music.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I could hire myself at Scale, or whatever you call it. Which call
Scale.
So when did you, so where are you from originally? I mean, here,
well, I lived here since I was six.
Okay,
born in East LA.
Okay,
and then my parents decided that it was already, you know, too convoluted down there, and so they brought us up here. And I lived here until I went to the military, and then I lived in Texas and Louisiana, and then came back. So
was your what branch? Air Force?
Army.
Army. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say Texas has Army too. Everybody that I know that goes to Texas is usually in the Air Force, but I forget Army's there as well. So what schools did you go to here then? If you were here from six, I mean, there's got to be all of them.
But now it's interesting because, I hit the first grade at Happy Valley Elementary School, and my mom immediately went to work as a teacher's aide there.
Mm.
And I went all the way through the middle of the seventh grade, and then, my parents took me out and they placed me in a Christian school, that was formerly on 855 Canyon Road, which is now, I think, Victor Youth Services or whatever. And so the middle of the seventh grade through my graduation, I went there. And so
that was when I decided that I could see into your soul. You needed Jesus.
Well, yeah. Well, that's when I decided it too. So,
oh boy, James.
Yeah. It's better that I recognize it rather than someone else.
True.
So, yeah.
So it usually doesn't stick if it's forced upon you.
Yeah. No. Right. No. And I, you know, let's just say, I had my years.
Yeah. Well, not so different than mine. I came here when I was five, and went to school in Bella Vista.
Oh.
And then then my parents took me out and put me in Reading or Country Christian. So I went there and then Grace Baptist for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so, and then I went to Enterprise and then Shasta.
Yeah,
and then cool. I hopped around because I, at least on my report card, it just said I was spirited.
Don't you love diplomacy?
Yeah. And I said, yes, yes, yeah. I am. I got that at my Christian school. I'm filled with the spirit.
Yeah, I'm sure Charles Manson's report card read Mercurial.
So then when did you decide or discover you had a knack for magic?
That started actually when I was about 8. My dad got me a magic set. He used to take me to a place called Busch Gardens.
Oh yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, I do.
And I remember watching magic shows with him as a kid, and I remember watching a magic trick go bad, you know, where it was supposed to be a girl appear on a table, but the, you know, secret compartment actually snapped open at the wrong point.
And her head rolled off.
Oh no. Yeah. Wrong timing.
No decapitations. And then I would watch shows with my dad. And then I did like a little show in the third grade, Mrs. Sluice's class, Happy Valley Schoolroom 3, just for the record.
But shout out.
Yeah. I don't know whatever happened to her. She disappeared a couple years later, and it was not my fault, although my report card does reflect trauma.
You didn't make her disappear?
No. And then...
Step into my box.
Yeah, please.
And then I didn't pick it up other than just socially, when you'd be at a Dairy Queen show and offer your friends or whatever. And then in the early 90s, I was at Sweet River Saloon having lunch with a friend when this kid walked up and did a trick that just kind of blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's out there doing magic. His name was Dustin Coupe.
Oh, I know Dustin.
Yeah, so Dustin was kind of like and I don't know him. I just remember his name. He gave me his card. And
we actually hired him at KMS for one of our international shows. Yeah. He did a whole show for us in Vegas.
Wow. Oh, wow. He was very good. And then I just realized that my whole rhetorical tendencies toward people work with that and storytelling. And it just, I wasn't really interested in making things float or creeping people out and making them think that I'm involved in some existential conversation with Mephistopheles or anything. I just like cleverness. I liked skill. It kind of came together. Next thing you know, I'm doing kid parties, and that in that business is called paying your dues unless you want to be in that. And I like kids and I love kids.
And no face makeup then, right?
No.
So, okay.
Yeah. No. Okay. I'm not I've never been a big fan of clowns. I'm not good. At the same time, you know, I'm not a person that will say that if I see, you know, Pennywise on a poster, I'm going to have explosive diarrhea or anything. It's like, I just don't. I've never been a
good.
Yeah,
then I see. That's good. I'm right there with you.
although my friend and your friend Ryan McCloskey, who was in here, he's a fan of clowns, rodeo clowns. The guy that's
one exception, Archibald Campbell. Yes, I will make one exception in the clown world, and that is rodeo clowns because they're not creepy. Oh.
They're not creepy.
They're literally trying to save their own, you know what, and the other people in the ring.
I thought you were going to say the A word, but you did good, James.
Yeah. 7 seconds.
You're allowed to say the A word.
No, they did on Mark Levin.
Since you said that, here we go.
Maybe not. I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear nothing.
But you're not allowed to say
Shishkabob.
Yeah.
Shut that front door.
Shut the front door. No,
So very cool. I love that.
So I've been doing that, and then in 2015 I did my first ticketed. I decided to create a show where it was themed and it was 100% controlled by me, where I'm not wandering tables at a restaurant or I'm not performing in somebody's living room, but I was able to take my storytelling ability and codify it into a theme that ran all the way through. And so I had stories like Deadwood, South Dakota. I've got a show entirely based around the death of Wild Bill Hickok in 1876. And
I've been to Deadwood. I rode out to Sturgis on my bike and went out to Deadwood. Yeah.
In fact, I know someone that's got relatives out there that he's listening right now.
He's listening now. This is it.
No. And then, But as I've done this for so many years, and I've my one goal that I've wanted to do is to get into the Magic Castle. So far, the political membranes and interpersonal things there just have not taken my audition. I'm as good as anybody there. It just hasn't happened. I would still like to be able to play there one week in my life before I check out. But, hey, at the same time,
It'll come.
I'm getting older. Yeah. I'm getting older, just like everybody else. I don't look as good as Jason, who's over there been training. You know, that guy, man, he looks so great working out, man. He's just so you know, Jason Stovall's down to his original birth weight.
Yeah, yeah. 8.5 pounds.
Boxer.
Yeah, hey, let's take our last break, right?
Remind me when we come back. Yeah. I want to talk about storytelling, emotional.
I like the podcast.
I like storytelling.
I want to know how to hire him as a magician as well.
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Look at it, now you're for hire now.
We saved the best for last.
Yeah.
All right.
For the last 15.
I gotta get that podcast.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you, like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. RDU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Oh, yeah.
Taking care of business.
Yeah, taking care of business, are we at KCNR 96.5 in Oslo?
1460 AM.
That's right.
And streaming live on KCNR1460.com. That's everywhere in the world.
Where? There?
Everywhere.
You got it,
James. Thank you. So when we left, I know we want to get into the next phase, which is another thing that you do. But one of the things that I wanted to just talk about real quick is many, many, many years ago, David Copperfield came to Reading. And when you were talking to me about how you like to work, it's, you know, your grasp of the English language seems to be strong. I would say, just even in the short time I've been with you.
Thank you.
So, the ability to probably storytell comes probably easy for you. And I saw this show at, like I said, at the Civic, and it was like no other show I had ever seen. And it was, I've seen Chris Angel in Vegas. I've seen a lot of things, and it's amazing what magicians do. But this show was a story, and I actually cried. It was
the
so
Dreams and Nightmares tour.
I don't remember what it was called, but it was so profound, and the magic was so good. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps on my.
Did
legs.
He do the trick that you he said his goosebumps. Grandpa taught him? Grandpa's card trick with the four aces.
No, this was totally huge screen. And video and travel, and people, long lost family that hadn't connected in, you know, 20 years of a thing. So it was this whole thing where somebody in the audience had a, you know, they brought them on stage. I can't even tell you the whole thing. It was so amazing, but that they were long lost, like a long lost daughter, right? And they talked about it, and it was very emotional. And he said, well, what if I could send you somewhere and blah, 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 blah. And then you would be, he'd be in the middle of the whole place, right in the middle of the audience on a big thing, and poof, he'd disappear. And he'd show up on a beach.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere.
I saw
that. Right? And then that long-lost person that they hadn't seen in 20 years was there on the beach, and they have this, they reunite, whatever, and then poof, at some point, they all are back in the audience.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
it was great.
It was wild.
It was great.
And it was very emotional. But so for me, when you said that, I just wanted to say that magic, there's so much more to magic than just what you, that a lot of times magicians do.
If you're willing to put in that kind of time, that's the thing. There's sometimes card tricks. I remember watching Jay Leno, a magician went on Jay Leno's show, mm-hmm. and all he did was he put what he thought was one sponge ball in his hand, and poof, he opened his hand and it was a big pile of sponge balls. It was surprising. But Leno asked a very important question. He goes, and this is supposed to mean, and that's the thing. I just don't want to do it without meaning. And there's meaning in what I do. And, at least I hope to do
that. Well, it makes the impact deeper. It's more of an emotional connection, right?
So, I agree. Yeah.
So very cool. So thank you for letting me share that story, but I just want to like that.
Thank you.
So let's talk about your other big venture that you've got going on.
Okay. So 5 months ago, I started a podcast. I know, yay, a podcast. That's an original idea anymore. But I just decided that, again, as I'm getting older, my storytelling ability is there. My speaking ability is fair, and my writing ability. I'm writing is my number one talent. I can sit down and just crank out miles of text, and not have to.
Thank God for ChatGPT.
No way.
We're talking.
I hate AI. I hate AI to that level, and I'm sure a lot of graphic designers out there that make their living designing things for people hate it because it's become like this one-stop thing.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is very weird. And so I originally called it Woolly Swamp Radio. That was the original title of the podcast based on the song by Charlie Daniels' band, The Legend of Woolly Swamp. And I have a swampy theme song on my thing. And then my first show that I did on it was a big long trek about how there was an attempt to steal the body of Abraham Lincoln by some counterfeiters after he died. And they were going to hide it in Indiana. In a desert area for 250,000 dollars and the release of a primary counterfeiter that they needed out so that they could start counterfeiting. And it was foiled. Anyway,
$250,000.
Yeah,
I think you couldn't even put the pinky to the lips and go $1 million.
Yeah, well, back then, it's like probably didn't want to seem so absurd that you just get the whole thing rejected. Anyway, it was blown. But I realized that the 1860s and 1870s factor so much into my magic act, and I love the Lincoln Ford's Theater, the hangings, the trial of Mary Surratt and George Azarot and Lewis Payne and all that. And so I decided to change my the title of my show to Box Number 7. And if you look it up online or look it up in your podcast, it's spelled that way. Box, the word number, the word 7. Mm-hmm. Box Number 7 is the name of the balcony and
that
box
he was in?
That Lincoln was shot in, and it was an inflection point for our entire national history.
Yeah.
But a balcony also sort of has this secondary metaphorical value of being a vantage point.
Yeah.
And so since I love history, I thought I will say that everything I'm doing is now being viewed from Box Number 7.
Oh, I love it.
Fun. I got that.
Wow.
Clever.
Great tie-in.
Yeah.
Has anybody as of yet figured that out on their own?
I explained it because when I started as Woolly Swamp Radio, when I made the change, I thought the people that I had listening, I thought I would just go ahead and explain it. Mm-hmm. And my friend Stacy out there said, yes, thank you for explaining it.
So, Thank you. I'm not that big of a history, but I love history, but I'm not that knowledgeable. So I would have not got that, but now that you've explained it, I think it's incredible. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I love the thought behind what people do and when they share it with you and it works, you're kind of like, ah.
Yeah. I think Box Number 7 sounds cool.
It does.
Mysterious and somewhat esoteric.
I was thinking when you were saying that it was going to be Box Number 7, like a safety deposit box. And that's where the printing plates were for the counterfeiting.
that's just as good.
That's what I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
How about the next one will be a box
6.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Box 2.0.
2.0.
That was a better explanation than the AI explanation, yeah, by the way.
Oh, sure.
I really liked your explanation of the boxes.
Yeah,
me too.
Got it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, we've just got our counter up in the window. Thank you for that. We have 5 minutes left, so we still have plenty of time to talk about cool stuff. Yeah, so what are mostly the guests?
So far, no guests. It is me holding court.
Okay.
But I am.
And the topics are broad?
Everything. The most recent one that went up, was the death of Jane Mansfield and her relation to, Anton LaVey at the Church of Satan and the weird interpersonal stuff that went into the legends surrounding a curse.
Wow.
Prior to that, I covered the book by Tom O'Neill called Chaos, which goes into another look at the possibility of MK Ultra being involved in the Charles Manson killings.
So, I mean, not to say that I'm not saying this for political purposes at all, but do you ever follow or watch Candace Owens?
Oh, yes.
So she's been doing all those deep dives recently. She's like been promoting Chaos as an incredible
read.
She's
very good, but what she's getting ready to do that I wish she wouldn't do is she's gonna lay her entire ante down on the book Hollywood Babylon by Kenneth Anger. He is he was a gossip guy, and I read Hollywood Babylon, and he attributes suicides to actors that never committed suicide. One died like on a tennis court, had a heart attack, and so, but she's getting ready to go like this one, like Tom O'Neill's book is research. Kenneth Anger is Zena LaVey's godfather, Anton LaVey's daughter. And he also cast Bobby Beausoleil in the movie Lucifer Rising, who was the guy who committed the first of the three Manson murders. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know if he's a great source.
Yeah, Hilter.
Well, yeah, that was Vincent Bugliosi.
My whole point is that with her and all these things that she's been going down these rabbit holes, no clue in my world. Like, none of that. I'm just sitting there with my mouth agape.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell are you talking about? But it's out there. I mean, it is. Like, you go back and, like, even NASA, how NASA was formed. I mean, my head's exploding, you know, every time I watch something. And it sounds like you're in those rabbit holes bouncing off the walls, too.
I love it. I did one on the Dreadnought hoax, which is basically where the author Virginia Woolf and her brother and a cast of other actors, they basically put on turbans and beards and they kind of darkened their skin and got the British warship, the SS Dreadnought, RMS Dreadnought, to welcome them aboard, to play the Abyssinian national anthem, to raise a flag from Ethiopia, salute them, and give them a tour of the ship. And all they did was walk around saying, bunga bunga, because they had no language. And then they got off the ship. It was basically Borat. It was Borat. Borat. Before Borat was Borat, they did it. So I cover that. I talk about the Lincoln thing. I talk about I should have had it in front of me.
PsyOps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all over, but I'm just basically taking a little slice of history.
History, right.
I am, instead of describing like the entire boat of people crossing the Delaware, I will pick one guy and I will dive into his story.
The one that was hitting the rudder.
So what I call my genre.
Rudder boy.
Yeah. Hey, rudder boy.
While the genre is history, I call myself historical intrigue. And this is, I've got a buddy, Andy, that is from a podcast called Let's Not Meet, which is apparently a big one. I didn't know that. Andy Tate.
And
so I've been talking to him and he's been giving me advice. He says, find your focus, and make sure you drop your content the same time at the same schedule.
Yeah.
So if you're weekly, drop it either Sunday, Monday, do whatever. And so I've done those two things, and I've already had an uptick in my audience. And I do, like Reading Buzz. I'm going to build this brick by brick. It'd be great to get a shout-out from Dua Lipa or Taylor Swift, but I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm just saying, the power.
Well, you're going to go live on Reading Buzz, so we're going to set that up.
We are, and I appreciate
it. It's
going to
be good. It's going to be great.
Jason's like my... He's one of my inspirational models because I remember when – I know we're getting down.
Yeah, I remember
when he was running around, you know, like a Children of the Corn with a cell phone by himself, and he would go live, and he would act like he was talking to a million people.
Yeah.
And now what's he doing? He's probably talking to a million people now.
He manifested that. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Right. So how again, the name of the podcast?
Box number 7, just like it spells, Instagram at straight across. Box number 7. No hashtag numbers. Okay. No numerals.
Okay.
I'm at box number 7 at yahoo.com. Okay. I basically went as generically across the board as I could, quite frankly, to help downplay my own schizophrenic tendencies as well.
So what podcast distribution platforms are you?
I'm on Apple, Spotify. Deezer, Pandora. Okay. I'm on all of it. Not on YouTube yet.
Okay.
Mainly because I just don't have time to edit that. I don't have
one more time. That name, nomenclature.
Nomenclature.
Right. What's that name again?
Box number 7.
Box number 7.
For 5 seconds. So thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Love having you.
Thank the Commerce, thank Inbreding Buzz, and everyone else.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening, Shasta County Chamber. We're out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.